Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing for garden renovation. When you need a new look around your familiar home, garden renovation is just the ticket. First, decide what you want to change. Do you want to enhance or screen a view? Add to the value of your home? Make a play area for your children or entertain guests outdoors. Your landscape can serve many purposes. Before doing anything, have your soil pH tested. How acidic or alkaline it is will influence which plants thrive. Walk around your yard and take note of the conditions in your landscape, like where it's shady and where paved areas are. Decide which plants will remain in the new landscape and which should go. Combine all the information you've gleaned into a site analysis. This drawing will help you plot out where new plantings should go. For more information about garden renovation, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, apples. Believe it or not, you can grow apples in Florida. In the Florida landscape, good choices include Anna, Dorset Golden, and Tropic Sweet. To produce fruit, these varieties need about 300 to 400 hours below 45 degrees during the winter, so they'll do well in central or north Florida. Apple trees do best when planted in fertile, well-drained soil between late December and February. Water and fertilize your trees regularly, and they should bear fruit within a few years of establishment. Your apples will require cross-pollination to set fruit properly. The varieties Tropic Sweet, Anna, and Dorset Golden bloom at about the same time and can be planted together for cross-pollination. The fruit on these varieties tends to ripen in June or July. Tempt your friends with a Florida-grown apple. For more information about apples, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bathing houseplants. Houseplants don't need to be cleaned often, but an occasional washing improves a plant's appearance and promotes good health. Washing indoor plants removes dust and grime, as well as pests like spider mites and their eggs. Many common insect pests can be controlled with a quick rinse. Use mild dishwashing soap and warm water in a gently running sink or shower. You may want to cover the soil in the pot with aluminum foil or plastic to avoid splashing dirt around. Large, heavy plants can be cleaned in place with a soft sponge or cloth. Wash all sides of the leaves, stems, and buds. Gently shake the plant to remove excess water when you're done, and leave the plant to dry overnight. For more information about caring for houseplants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pansies. Pansies are charming cool-weather annuals. They'll thrive in Florida while it's cool, so if you buy these plants now, you'll be able to enjoy them through the spring. Some pansy flowers are a single bright color, while others have a dark center called a face. Pansies come in a wide range of colors, including red, white, purple, yellow, and apricot. Some pansies have a sweet scent, which is most evident at dawn and dusk. Pansies are compact plants, making them ideal for color massing, edging, containers, and window boxes. Plant your pansies in a location that receives plenty of sun and has well-drained, rich soil. Replace them with more heat-tolerant plants at the start of summer. Enjoy your pansy flowers all year by pressing them for craft projects. For more information about pansies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Arbor Day. Arbor Day is a day for planting, celebrating, and appreciating trees. Arbor Day was started by a Nebraska settler, J. Sterling Morton, and has spread to many other countries. Each state has its own Arbor Day, depending on the season for tree planting. Florida's is the third Friday in January, and this year Arbor Day falls on January 16th. You can celebrate Arbor Day by planting a young tree in your landscape or helping with tree plantings in your community. You'll add shade, greenery, and oxygen to the world. It's a labor of love and a commitment to environmental stewardship. Trees can also reduce home energy costs and raise the value of your property. Keep an eye out for Arbor Day celebrations in your community. For more information about trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.